Bears fans, grab a copy of the Chicago Tribune and Jewel Osco this Sunday. Collect your 2016 Chicago Bears Fathead Tradables. Collect all eight now through October 30th. All right, joining us is Colonel John Thomas, United States Air Force. He is Public Affairs Director of the U.S. Central Command down in Tampa. And United States military air assets have struck in Yemen. Colonel, first of all, what is the emphasis of this mission? What are they trying to do?
So about 10 days ago, there was missiles fired at a civilian vessel that was flagged under the United Arab Emirates. About a week after that, there were missiles fired in the vicinity of a U.S. naval vessel, and that's when we started getting very serious about what was going on. The U.S. Navy has to protect freedom of shipping, freedom of navigation through this strait called the Bab el-Mandeb, which is there between the Arabian Peninsula and the Horn of Africa. Goes up to the Red Sea and through the Suez Canal. A lot of world shipping goes through there, a lot of oil and a lot of other goods. So then it happened a few days later for the second time to a U.S.-flagged vessel. At that point, the President of the United States gave authorization for us to take actions that were appropriate to try to make sure it doesn't happen again. We struck three radar sites in Yemen, and we've confirmed that they were destroyed.
And these are radar sites that would control those missiles that were being launched at the ships?
That's right. Those were... The radar sites provide navigational support for those missiles to try to make their way to the vessels. They all fell into the water. None of them effectively hit our vessels, but that United Arab Emirates vessel was significantly harmed by a missile that hit it.
All right. And do we know, were there any civilian? Were there, was anybody killed in these attacks? And who is it that we're actually attacking? Do we know what group is behind this?
So the radar sites that we struck are in Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen. There's a civil war going on in Yemen, and that's the main rebel group that has some of that territory along the coast. We are concerned more about the capability than who was ordering the attacks, but three different missile attacks against shipping in that area, and certainly when they attack U.S. naval vessels, is something that really can't stand. And so we took the action against those three radar sites, and we think that's going to both send a message, and it certainly crippled those radar sites, so it makes it harder for anyone to take any weapons that they have and fire them accurately.
So the position of the U.S. at this moment is that they just want to make that a safe passageway for shipping, and they're not going to get involved in the internal struggle that's going on there in Yemen. Would that be a fair way of saying that?
That's right. So there's three elements that are three situations in Yemen that we are dealing with at the same time. One is there are Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula operating out of Yemen, and we have authority and sometimes go in and strike those targets. There's ISIL, Yemen, the Yemen faction of ISIL is operating there, and we sometimes go in and we strike terrorist targets there. But there's the larger civil war that's going on in Yemen, and we do not we're not participating in either side of that civil war. The Saudis are, and the Saudis have an Arab coalition that operates in that area, but we have not taken sides in that civil war, and we're not actively participating in that civil war.
And we don't know about any casualties in those strikes, though, or do we?
Not against any U.S. military, and no reported for that United Arab Emirates vessel.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Colonel. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Colonel John Thomas, Director of Public Affairs for Central Command in Tampa. Shooting war, basically, essentially, in Yemen. And they shot at us. We're shooting back at them. It's a rebel group. We're as best, obviously, as you just heard the colonel describe it. And we'll just have to see if anything else develops out of that. But they're shooting at anything that's moving through those straits. And that's one of the things that obviously everybody has to be aware of when you're dealing with that part of the world. And you're dealing with either was the Straits of Hormuz or any of the in the Persian Gulf, anything that is close to land where you have to get past. There has been this kind of action. Now it has been going on for years, and this is just another way that just how complicated the world is. I often wonder. I hope that I'm not alone in wondering this. What would Trump do in a situation like this? What does President Trump do?
And then we do the opposite.
Right. He would get real. I want to get real. All right. Well, if you've missed that, we'll play that a little bit later on. That's coming up. I would imagine that's going to make the top five at five today.